from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're talking bet payoffs because we have a double bet payoff coming on Friday starting at 2:20, so stick around for that. Every week on the show, we pick an NFL winner. And we can only use the team once. If we're wrong, we're not out. But we have to do a bet payoff before the next week's games. So it's been incredibly embarrassing and harrowing at times over the years, Brian. And I know you're probably sweating it out already.
Now, I was wondering, okay, on the one where the loser has to, the best one for me is just give everybody $100. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
The loser has to stand on a busy street corner and dance like no one is watching.
That would be amazing.
Is that a whole segment type of the thing?
So one segment, dancing on a street corner.
So you guys have got
75
like,
and fits here.
You guys are maybe watching me down here and dancing on the corner.
Yeah, that would be poor Carter has to go down with one of us and you're just going at it down there.
A lot of good options. If you have anything, let us know on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line.
You can do the Die Hard Challenge. Okay. Ooh. Stand out there in the street with a sign.
Yeah. Oh, No.
You don't believe in your picks then, bro.
I don't.
Not anymore.
The other thing I was workshopping, and I just threw this out to Eric, was like, you know, we've picked our own payoffs. Maybe we narrow it down to like 2 to 4. We put a poll up and we let the Tolos decide what we have to do.
Oh, that would be
because we get called
really
out sometimes
for not having good enough payoffs.
No, but you agree on, you know, whatever the options will be or the two.
Oh, and you vote on them?
And then they'll just vote on which one they want.
Vote Broadus for Mrs. Doubtfire.
That would be epic.
Hello.
Here's Chief with an addition to the finest.
I've never seen the movie.
What? That's not surprising, I guess, but come on.
Well, then that'll be part of your punishment that week.
Oh, okay, so I got to watch the movie.
It's a good movie.
Instead of getting to watch Robin a bunch Williams, of sacks one night, you're going to have to watch Mrs. Doubtfire.
Robin Williams dresses up like a lady. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, to get to spend time with his kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ex-wife
oh, okay.
Left
I've seen pictures of
Pierce
she's like
Brosnan.
A big flowery dress.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I wish I still had my hair then. You know,
that's why they got wigs.
I still have that wig, actually. I still have the Broadus wig that I ordered when I did the bet payoff of dressing up like Broadus for the day.
That's good. But we need a Mrs. Doubtfire wig. So we'll have to maybe at some point that's happening.
Where do you
year.
Get that? Is that a costume store somewhere? Well,
I'm sure Bezos has one ready for you on Amazon. It's one click away.
Okay.
Just like Trajan Wealth. How about that? TRAJAN Wealth.com, ladies
Trajan
and gentlemen.
Wealth.
That's beautiful.
Com.
Okay, let's get to the nitty gritty. We got things to get to here. First of which, hey, Agent Zero, DeMarvian Overshown, even though he's not number zero anymore, is number 13. We're in the hell out of that thing. He tweeted out an hour ago to inform us all, according to the vets on the team, he's still a rookie until after game 4. So I presume he's having to handle some type of rookie tasks or whatever it may be. We'll have to ask Eric Kendricks about that
Eric
coming
Kendricks,
up.
Eric Kendricks, I bet you he's got to bring the pluckers' wings onto the plane for that.
Yeah, heck yeah. I could totally see that. Yep. We also have a little bit of news as it pertains to the running backs. The Christian McCaffrey thing, of course, he misses the game last night. Kyle Shanahan saying that it's Achilles tendonitis for the running back.
So that's not out this week.
You don't. I mean, honestly, and
he's out this week. I bet
that's a career.
I would. I mean, if you're the okay, Walchuk's just being tongue in cheek. It is out there. Hey, at that age, at that position, that particular injury,
Todd Gurley,
you got to be careful.
Okay, Mrs. McCaffrey, it's not me and Gavin. It's not me and Gavin, Mrs. McCaffrey.
I hope to God it's not, but that sounds scary.
But you've bought yourself what seems to be probably plenty of time here. If your offense is still going to work the way it did last night and Jordan Mason is going to fill in the way he did. Well, the Jets are supposed to have a good defense, but it's all guess and check for the first month or so of the season. So, but if you're Kyle Shanahan, you're the Niners, you're slow playing this McCaffrey thing until I have to play him.
Yeah, keep him healthy
I'm definitely going running back push by committee. I'm not loading him up with 30 touches. Yeah. We can get to the playoffs and then go if we need to.
Elijah Mitchell was also one of their backups. I think he's on season-ending IR too. So Jordan Mason, I'm not sure. I still think they still have North Texas' Jeff Wilson. That's a stud right there.
No, he's with
the Dolphins. Maybe they can trade for him, go get him back.
I bet he's icing and stretching. He'll be back in a week or so. I mean, and they'll ultimately regret it. But this guy who played last night, Mason?
Yeah, Jordan Mason.
He was good.
Yeah, at the very least, when McCaffrey comes back, you feel like, hey, we don't have to just completely bell cow this thing with him and just feed him like crazy. We have sort of a 1-2 punch to some extent if Mason's going to be like he was last night.
I love a 1-2 punch.
If you're the Niners, man, I feel like you got to slow play the heck out of this thing until you get to a point where, okay, now we're later in the season or whatever, we got to start playing them. But yeah, that anytime you hear Achilles and running back in that age, I mean, that's something you got to be a little bit cautious about. Seeing here, another running back situation, but this is a former NFL running back, Adrian Peterson.
Yes, I did see this, and my gosh.
Having to surrender assets to pay for his $12.5 million debt. That stings.
Sad.
That sucks. It is sad. And we've seen some of this over the years with him. There's been some rumors about the financial issues. And for me, it all goes back to that 30th birthday party.
Yep.
That was a $1 million party.
That was
an incredible party.
It was a birthday party for the ages.
Why can't like Oklahoma put him on the payroll like Texas does with Earl Campbell and
Vince Young
and, you know, give him opportunities to go out and speak and raise money for NIL.
Yeah.
And
Carter, yeah. Where you at? Oh, yeah, Carter's already, he clocked out. He's off at 5, but I'm sure Carter Freeman could give us a little info on that one.
I don't know. I don't understand why you couldn't have him around as an ambassador, you know, hey, come and take pictures with our guy. We're raising money. I mean, you could maybe pay him $200,000-$300,000 a year to kind of be on the payroll and he could be an ambassador, live in Norman, you know, be around the school, be around the team. Does nobody want to do that with a guy like that? That it's a star right there, right?
Hey, I think that's
Earl Campbell and others at Texas. I give them credit for doing that. You know, take care of your star players that might be a little down.
For those curious, the 30th birthday for Adrian Peterson had over 300 friends and family members. He flew them all out on his own dime and put them up in the hotel as well.
How about ask them for some help?
I mean, sure, I'm sure, but $12.5 million. How many people can help you with $12.5 million worth?
Well,
of
obviously, they felt like that they were going to have a good time on his dime.
Well, and they definitely did.
That's what they do.
They found a lemur available for rent and a python that would drape like a scarf over Adrian Peterson's shoulders. That's how the story basically begins.
While riding an elephant, right?
Yeah, he came in riding an elephant, and then he was wearing a giant python as sort of a necklace. And then there in the background, you could see the lemur just doing what lemurs
do. So apparently they're saying the judge believes he has numerous assets in his Missouri City, Texas home that can be liquidated. The debt's at about $12 million. So they're actually sending people to his house to start collecting stuff that they can auction off to sell.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's going to be, I mean, between the Vikings and the Sooners and media and endorsements, I mean, it's not like he's going to the poorhouse. This is just like a post-career financial cleanup that I think he's got to go through, and it's going to be difficult to recover from, but I just think the personality, good-looking guy, you know, marketability, he'll be doing ads and stuff.
Hell of a handshake. With a vice grip like that, you think he could set up like a kissing booth, but it's a handshake booth.
Yeah.
Come shake my hand, which is the most intense handshake you'll ever have.
Shake your hand.
And pay me a little bit of money for it. Yeah, he had an elaborate tent city in his backyard. There was Moroccan couches, velvet drapes, ice sculptures bearing Peterson's initials. They imported trees.
Now you're going to tell me there were sword swallowers.
And Walchuk, there were sword swallowers. And there was a throne in which Peterson would be allowed, only Peterson would be allowed to sit. They had the cake designer baked a royal palace flanked by a fondant camel and elephant. Wale performed. Jamie Foxx hosted.
Jeez.
This was...
Jamie Foxx was there?
Yeah, that cost you some money right there. Yeah. Yeah, that cost you some bread. I bet he walked through the house and sees the photos of that night and just flips them around.
Like, oh, those were the days.
Don't remind
those
me.
Those were the days.
Even the Portageons were over the top. They had silver sinks and shiny floors.
I thought that the Jerry ones. It seems like training camp ones. Those are nice.
Seemed like they were even a leveled up version, like the even more leveled up than the ones we get in Oxnard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. Full-fledged zoo. Yeah, snake charmers, sword swallowers, man. This was from top to bottom as detail-oriented a party as you could ever imagine. And I would love to know how much it costs. I bet it's $1 million just to have Jamie Foxx be your DJ or whatever, hosting your party. So who knows how much that costs, but that was probably, that's like a little early tea leaf for this financial thing might be going sideways on.
Yeah, I think that was maybe a red flag, if you will. Apparently, he was
loans.
A co-signer on a loan.
Yeah, these Pennsylvania loans, the interest is killing him on it right now is what it looks like.
He co-signed for a company that some people he knew was going to start, and he did not know, but he was the sole guarantor of said loans.
Yeah.
We have the 972 is not happy, saying that he goes, really? Having to listen to sob stories and what can we do to help a former millionaire get money when they were terrible managing money in the first place? Ugh, this station, done. 972 is bowed out.
Oh, they didn't like my idea of like Oklahoma stepping him up?
Yeah, it's really? he did this to himself, I guess.
At least he let us know. You know,
I appreciate you, 972, and we love you.
It's sort of like the RSVP of I'm not coming, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to let you know that I'm not going to be there.
Done.
No, I'm blocking you right now. I'm just letting you know I'm blocking you on Twitter. Is that one of those things, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it surprise you guys to find out that Bo Nix was the fastest quarterback of week one? Topping 20 miles per hour.
Really? Faster than Jaden Daniels.
Stats weren't very good in that game either, were they?
Yeah. You could say that again. Listen, all these rookie quarterbacks struggled. But his spray chart, you know how they do the next-gen spray charts for the quarterbacks?
Yeah, I look forward to the spray charts every Monday.
Okay, I don't know whose was funnier between Bo Nix's spray chart and Justin Fields. Justin Fields just avoids the middle of the field. Everything is just to the flat over here, to the right, to the left. He wants nothing to do with the middle of the defense. And then, of course, Bo Nix, and we know this about him. This is who he is. He's a 4.5 yards at a time kind of guy. And so that is what you're going to get. And at some point, hopefully it'll be a little bit more dialed. And I'm sure in Sean Payton's mind, he's trying to get him to Drew Brees' level of accuracy as it pertains to those short passes. But, yeah, Bo Nix was not impressive, but he did top off at 20-plus MPHs. That's moving. He's running for his life. J.K. Dobbins, off all the injuries a player could ever have.
Good for J.K. Dobbins, man.
Tied Saquon Barkley for the fastest running back of week one, almost 20 miles per hour.
Wow.
Seeing Saquon just explode through the hole. And the idea that Bo Nix was faster than him doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Like when you see some of the long runs that Saquon had, I'm like, how did Bo Nix run faster than that this weekend? That's a little crazy. And then the Texans, Nico Collins was the fastest receiver of the weekend, almost 22 miles per hour. I think the play of the weekend was Anthony Richardson. That throw. Yeah. Are you kidding me, that throw?
Yeah, that could end up developing into one of the best rivalries, if not the best, in football and over the course of the next decade.
Colts-Texans.
I mean, if both of these guys continue on a trajectory and can stay healthy, and I know that's the big question with Anthony Richardson, but they are both so much fun to watch in the same division. They play twice a year. That could be developing into something special.
65 air yards. Anthony Richardson, touchdown pass to Alec Pierce. We'll relive it during TD Tuesday at the top of the hour. But, I mean, that thing was crazy. And there has only been two throws that have been longer dating back to 2016. Next Gen Stats had it. It was Baker Mayfield and PJ Walker. Both had longer air yard throws, but those were Hail Mary heaves. This one, he's like off balance, pressure in his face, and he's just like, it's not as far as he can throw the football.
I mean, it's like, I think there's a spot down there. I'm going to try to hit it even though I can't see it, and he did perfectly in stride. I think you could try for 10 years and not make a throw nearly as good.
Amen, dude. And then finally here, I saw this from Ben Solak, the zero offensive touchdowns there for the Steelers, of course, winning on nothing but field goals. What a disgusting game to have to sit through. I would hate to be a Steelers fan or a Falcons fan, but the Steelers have now won 5 games without scoring an offensive touchdown under Mike Tomlin, which is the second most in the league since he became their coach in 2007. I would love to see the team that has won more games without scoring an offensive touchdown than what the Steelers have done. But that's a dude who's just, no matter what, whatever it takes, if it's going to be Duck Hodges or it's just going to be my kicker scoring all the points, we're going to go ahead and win 9 games this year.
Incredible. You know, I don't know what the top side is, but the floor is very high. You know, if Mike Tomlin is your head coach, I mean, what is that? Is that game flow? That's play calling. That's risk assessment to be. And the quarterbacks that he's done, even going back to the end of Roethlisberger's career, where he was a joke.
And he's always got a good defense out there.
Yeah.
Defensive minded coach, leader of men.
Indeed. Okay, there it is. Another edition of The Finest is in the books. C-Note, what C.D. Lamb had to say about Dak's contract mid-negotiation. Then L.A. Live's coming up at 5:40, and we're back with all the content here to the G-Bag.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nation and the fan.
Back to throw, Watson on third down. Pressure up the middle of the line. Parsons has him now. Good coverage, because that was one where he was looking around.
Yeah.
And Parsons, who was close to play before, breaks through for his first sack.
Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Ciroc Vodka, please drink responsibly. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. We go commercial-free to the top every night at this time. LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up here in about 15 minutes. Have some CD audio. CD Lamb was talking. Was he on with Kay Adams' podcast there?
Yes, up in Adams. He also said, Kay asked, hey, it's out there. You know, you just signed the contract. Would you have played week one if you hadn't have gotten a deal? And he said no. He was not going to show up and play week one if he did not get a deal done. I was stunned by that. I really thought CD was going to show up and play no matter what. But
so he was going to miss $1 million game
he
check.
He says, yes. He says he was not showing up and playing without a deal done.
Yeah, I think it's easier to say now, right?
Yes.
It's really, you know, yeah. I mean, I hey.
It is
good for him. No,
he was very honest during this interview.
If he was willing to put $1 million aside, not to make a point, good for him. I don't know how I'd have that kind of, you know. I don't think there's. We've seen these players now. Wood with Chase, right?
Yeah, and Chase showed up and played, and that's what the conversation was kind of about. Like, what do you think about Jamar Chase? And CD just kind of, well, you know, it's different situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's rare. It's got to be under 5% of players. You know, the Hassan Reddicks, the Le'Veon Bells, out of all the holdouts that actually miss games. So
Reddick was $800,000, right, for last night.
Yeah.
Plus the fines he's dealing with.
Over $5 million so far.
Well, that is. That's
dug in.
I mean, I'd love to have the kind of money to have that be an option.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, I'm going to make over 100 mil, so if I have to sacrifice some to get there, that's good. We'll get to the top headlines of the day here in just a second, but on Dak's contract negotiations, here's our first cut from CeeDee Lamb.
How much did you think about Dak in that process when you were trying to get your deal done?
We were texting quite a bit. Obviously, I miss being out there competing with him, fixing our little nuances throughout the offseason. Maybe if a route adjustment, a route stem, what we like. It's just so many things that I feel like we've missed out on. But for us being so in tune together, and all it takes is one text message or one conversation, you know, one phone call. And for us both having the same passion, the same love for the game, I feel like it was fairly easy. But, I mean, I want what's best for Dak and vice versa. So, again, shout out to him for getting that back, too. Very exciting moment. Happy to cherish it with him, and we'll be together for the next 5 years.
So are you saying that you were texting about staying together in Dallas? That was important to you?
Yeah, most def. Needed it. I didn't want to start over, and I don't want to go through the whole quarterback carousel situation. And he's the leader of this team. Like, everything goes through Dak. He has the keys to the offense. He has the keys to how we move and how we present ourselves. And the first thing you think about when you see the Cowboys is Dak Prescott, because he's the quarterback of our team. And he does a great job of, you know, keeping a great look on himself, keeping his composure, mentally being locked in, and again, leading us to the promised land.
Yeah, great insight from CD. Really cool to hear him talk about that. It would have been very important for me if I'm thinking about coming back to the Cowboys that Dak is here. I don't know if you do a new contract because of how important, if winning is important to you, you know, then I think for sure you would have to consider going somewhere else. Now, if money and marketing is the most important thing, you never consider leaving the Cowboys. There is no close second. I do want to say have a good practice slate before we continue this conversation.
Yes, have a good practice slate. Absolutely. I like what you did there. And I do think that also puts to bed maybe, you know, some of the things that happened after the playoff game. With CD's mom, some of those comments, we were wondering, like, oh, is this maybe a reflection of how CD really feels? It doesn't sound like it there.
No.
CD had any doubt about Dak Prescott, he's not making sure his contract's in line and getting that done if only Dak is staying. So I love everything he said there. And look, they're arguably one of the best tandems in football. When you talk about quarterback, wide receiver connection, you've got Mahomes and Kelce. You can throw whatever one in there, but for the next 4 years, they're going to be lethal.
What's CD have to say about Micah Parsons' contract here?
Is there like, is it weird with Micah now? Like, what is that like? Do you just not talk about it at all?
Nah, we be talking about it.
Really?
Yeah, we talk about
it. What is he saying?
It's all jokes. It's all jokes until it's not. You know what I'm saying? So for us, it's just keeping the band together, to be honest. It's all together. And I mean, that's what happens when you draft well. it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait for him to get his bag well deserved. And but for us this year, we got to finish out the season. We got to play together. I want to be in New Orleans. I want to go back.
What did he say? Oh, he wants to be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's great to talk about those goals. You know. It's so much more important than stars, though. I mean, you might have the best pass rusher. You might have the best wide receiver. Nobody's better than these two guys. And you have a top 10 quarterback. But that's not what it's about. You can't say, well, we're the triplets and we're going to win it. It's not NBA basketball, okay? Even the NBA, like that model of getting the three best players. And you need depth. you know? So I, you know, my questions would not be for Dak and would not be for Micah. They would be to the front office and the coaching staff. Like, are we going to get serious about bringing a running back in here today? And one of the top Cowboys stories was they opened up $4.5 million in salary cap space, restructuring Terrence Steele's deal. If I'm CD, I'm not worried about texting any of my players. I want to know, are we going to get a credible running back? Chief had the stat to start the show. Expected rush yards for Zeke's 10 carries was 6. He ends up with 4. Now, those numbers can be, you know, this, that, or the other thing, but
yeah.
If it's saying 33% less yards than what you should have gotten, if I'm the Cowboys front office today and the coaching staff, I'm like, we can't be serious about trying to win multiple playoff games with a running back that is leaving. That's 20 yards on the field and just 10 carries. So That's where my focus would be at right now. But yeah, I think it's important, I guess, to keep the stars together. But I'm much more worried about groups of positions on a team. How good are your linebackers? How good is your run defense? Can you guys cover? Is there a glaring hole on your offensive line? All those things are much more important when it comes to winning a championship than making sure we keep Micah Parsons.
Well, Mike is going to get his. I saw Athletes First announce that David Muligeta, who is Micah's agent and does an excellent job, has become
He's
the
a good
first
one.
Agent in NFL history to negotiate more than $1 billion in player contracts in a single year. He represents Jordan Love, Jalen Ramsey, and Christian Wilkins, among others. So Micah in line. And look, I do think that there was a way that maybe the Cowboys could have gotten that thing done this offseason as well. I think it was more so, we're paying Dak, we're paying CD, we're going to get those done. I don't know that we're also trying to get Micah done right now.
Yeah, and Steven said yesterday with KMC that he's made it clear that he wants to wait. He's betting on himself. He wants, you know, to put up an even bigger statistical season and come to the bargaining table like that, you know, next offseason. Okay, speaking of the NBA, Commissioner Adam Silver today saying there wasn't discussions of expansion at this week's meeting of the league's Board of Governors, but that the topic will be addressed at some point this season. What do you think? Is the NBA ready for expansion? You want more teams in this bad boy?
Seattle?
I'd love to get the Supersonics back.
Vegas.
Vegas.
Vegas makes a lot of sense.
Man, I still make that prediction that this team is going to end up in Vegas.
The Mavericks?
I don't see that. I still don't believe that.
You got three.
I don't want to believe it, that's for sure.
You got three teams in Texas now. Seems like to me that lady owner of the Mavs, is her ties out there in Las Vegas as well as the summer league stuff's gone. You know, Vegas seems like such a opportunity, and you get her expertise out there of how to navigate that town. And I'll have all the connections that she has. Yeah, they're going to move this team.
It's like the fifth biggest media market. I think they would want to move it from like a Charlotte or a New Orleans or an OKC, maybe a Portland.
Yeah, but that's
Sacramento.
I just feel like that she being an owner, she being from Vegas, she maybe getting a new arena out there or a new complex or new whatever. I mean, they've got new things going up all over that city.
And they're great sports fans there.
Yeah, it's just me thinking about the doors that she can open. And if she can't get a stadium built here and a casino and all that stuff in the old Texas Stadium land, you think she's wanting to hang around here?
I couldn't rule it out. Like what you said, if they fail to get the casino and the arena
if they fail to get gambling done. But I'll tell you, and there's no reason to say anything negative about the Adelson family right now, right? You just went to the NBA Finals. They seem to be willing to spend money. If that were to happen, good gosh, DFW would riot. They can go bleep themselves if they ever thought about moving the Dallas Mavericks. If that was your whole plan, then you just wait, because eventually they're going to expand. They're going to put a team in Vegas. You don't come here, buy the Dallas Mavericks, and then say, now I'm going to take the Mavericks to Vegas. I just don't see that happen.
We've seen owners move their teams in the middle of the night, whether the league likes it or not. You know, we've seen Art Modell move from Cleveland and tear that fan base's hearts out to move them down to Baltimore. You know, it took 4 years to get a team back in Cleveland. After that,
The Sonics were stolen.
Al Davis. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To me, I don't want to see it, but I'm just thinking the league is probably talking to her. We went from having an owner that's worth $3 billion to having one that's worth what, $30, $40 billion now?
Sure.
I mean, that's...
I just think it would be so short-sighted on her part to think that just because...
She owns this thing now.
But what's the timeline on it? Like, I have to have gambling here in Texas in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, to think that it's never going to happen. Going to Vegas doesn't open more doors for you. The reason why you're here is to open that casino door here in Texas, whether it's 2 years, 5 years. Yeah. You say you can't, but who's to say you can't, even if it's not maybe as quickly as you would want? Ultimately, the end game is we're doing something here in the state of Texas that... Moving to Vegas will never allow to have happen.
My gut feeling, again, is that she would see this as an opportunity to get this started now, not 5 years from now. That it's the, to me, the end game was the minute that she finds out that they're not going to vote her one, then now the conversation. The league has to look at her as an asset. She has all the connections. She has everything you need to set things up in Vegas.
She does. And, you know, maybe you can leverage that and put an expanded team in Vegas.
Yeah, I think it's all about expansion in
Vegas.
But
here you are, a lady who lives in Vegas, who makes her living in Vegas. She owns this team here. Why would she not want her team where she lives?
Because the league doesn't want a team out of Dallas. The league likes a team here.
The TV package. You know, there's more millions of people here with an established fan base. In Vegas, they're not Mavs fans. They are Lakers fans. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but that's what I'm saying, though. We saw what happened to the Dallas Cowboys going out to Oxnard, right, when two teams got put out there, right? Didn't your training camp numbers dwindle that way? I think that's one of the big reasons. You got fans in California that might have been, you know, okay, hey, we're Cowboy fans because the team comes here. Well, now we got two teams here we can pull for. Rams, Chargers. Sure. We got our own team. We don't need this team anymore.
But there's no competition in DFW.
Yeah,
Dallas.
Well, top five
I think
market.
The league looks at this as you have the Spurs and you have the Rockets. You've already got two teams in this market, in this state. Now, well, you got three teams. I'm just saying, man, she is going to fight to be the owner of the Las Vegas team.
If she takes the Mavs, I will never lose money at one of her casinos again.
Yeah, I'll crash out.
Wants to fight to be the owner of a Vegas team, she should have just waited to be the owner of a Vegas team. You don't buy the Dallas Mavericks then.
This is the opportunity then. She got the Mavs on a deal.
I got two other stories involving sports money. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to believe it.
4X.
Yeah, count your days if that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not,
You notice Mark Cuban stepped way out of this thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was genius by
way
him.
Out. He's at pharmaceuticals. I follow Mark on Twitter now. Pharmaceutical Mark.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Buy my pills.
Yeah. Four ex-Michigan players, including Denard Robinson and Braylon Edwards, have filed a class action against the NCAA and Big Ten, seeking more than $50 million for being denied the opportunity to earn money off their NIL during their careers. The lawsuit says the NCAA and Big Ten Network have systematically exploited these iconic moments that the players created. The lawsuit's on behalf of those who played for Michigan before 2016.
There you go. You're born too early.
I don't know how any of this works. Do they have a case or not? Hell, I don't know.
Nope. I don't either.
I don't think they do.
I don't think so either. Probably not.
Auburn senior QB Peyton Thorne, though, on Tuesday says criticism after losses such as Saturday's defeat to California have included requests for money from bettors. Appearing on the next round, said bettors have messaged him on Venmo sending money requests.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
They're definitely not sending cash. It's funny. When they lose money, they want their money back. But when they win money on a parlay, no one's ever sent me any of the money. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I mean, that's college football at its finest right there, dude.
Crazy fans, man.
Yes, it's wonderful.
I love it.
How could you be like a college student gambling money? I guess I should ask Bennett about that.
You should.
Bennett, I'm broke. Bennett, I got $100 on this game tonight.
Bennett will tell you all about
broke
that.
Broke with a gambling problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not Bennett, you know, but some of these people are. I know Bennett's not broke because he's always hitting you up for cash.
He's always hitting me up for cash.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has an edition of LA Live.
Seven jobs.
As long as I'm here, you're good, boy.
Exactly. Hey, that's exactly right, Lucius. As long as I'm here.
Fact. Yeah. All right, let's get into a Toxic Tuesday. Hey! All right, let's get into a Toxic Tuesday right after the great Rick James.
Alright, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get
Unless you want to get stopped in the middle of the night, I wouldn't advise hollering at the police as you're passing by.
Nah, I don't get it.
I know you don't. You have a wonderful night. And you,
you too. You're spitting all over me, by the way. The f*** you, pig.
Ooh.
Oh. Anytime you feel that.
Well, they crashing out just for the timeline. Don't talk to the cops like that, man. My man. Anytime you feel happy, get out.
Yeah.
This is LA Live for Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. It is a toxic Tuesday here in LA Live, and it will get toxic. But first, I seen something that was pretty cool. Thought about you, fellas. You guys were talking about maybe 2 weeks ago how you've never dunked a basketball.
Never.
Yeah. Never dunked a basketball.
Never.
Not on 10 feet, Lucius. Yeah,
not on 10
feet.
You get
me on a 6 or 7 foot opportunity?
Yeah.
At home.
I got you.
Pool basketball.
Pool basketball. Watch out. That's dangerous. It's very dangerous, by the way. Pool basketball. I've done that. I got focused on dunking eighth grade summer. I went for that rim every day. Every day. Started with a tennis ball, went to volleyball, then it finally was a basketball. Female basketball, then a basketball.
I think dunking is fairly doable for anybody about 5'10 and up. You just got to work your legs.
You got to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think you got to get your rhythm. I didn't think it was possible until I was like 23 years old, and then I worked hard, and I never dunked a basketball.
But you got real close.
I could be like, wow, yep. I'm kind of up here.
Yep.
Yeah. As you touch the net.
Yeah.
Come on, up there. It's fine.
Absolutely. Yeah, first time I grabbed that rim, I was like, oh, my God. I touched it.
I did it.
Oh, y'all don't know. Yeah. Oh, I'm about to smoke y'all. Ninth grade. Oh, I'm smoking.
I touched it.
I want to know what that pain feels like where you get up so high there and the rim hits your forearm or your wrist or whatever. I want to know that pain.
Well, I'm glad that you said that because there's a trend catching on here, Eric. Low rim basketball league.
Oh, I like this. Low rims.
Yep. 8.5 foot rims. There's 4 players on each team. It's not 5, 4 players. Full court still, though. There's a height limit.
I was going to ask.
There's a height limit. The center is 6'4".
Tallest guy on the court
tallest
can be 6'4".
6'4". That's it.
All right.
That's it. Your shots are just 1 point. Shots beyond the 3-point line are worth 2 points.
Can we goaltend?
Hey, that is like the Euro type of situation. Yep. They do be goaltending, man. Yeah, I don't know where these leagues are at. I looked up the DFW and I don't see it yet, but they're catching everywhere in all other cities. So it might be on its way here, unless you guys need to start it up.
More family friendly than that booty ball league that you had brought up from a while back.
Yeah. Well, you know, that gym is musty.
Very musty.
We need a slightly smaller ball, too, so we can palm that thing. You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. 8.5 feet rims going crazy. You should see the viral videos. People just dunking all over each other.
That's awesome. What is it called, Lucius? Is there a league name
Low
for it?
Low rim basketball leagues. I think one was called Legacy League or something like that. There's a few of them.
I love that. When I was about in 8th or 9th grade and I realized I could not dunk on a full, it ruined my jump shot because we just played nonstop dunk rims.
Straight
it's just
across.
So much more fun.
He was shooting straight across.
Oh, yeah.
G-Back of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Back Nation on Twitter. And if you know anything about these low-rim basketball leagues, hit us up on the fan text, too, so we can get that going. Our winner right here is, a grandma. She got trolled in the In-N-Out drive-thru line. She was driving, so she had to talk to the speaker. And, you hear this.
Okay. Double, double, doggy style.
Animal style?
Animal or doggy?
It's animal style.
It's the animal, okay.
All right, and then what's your drink?
You stinker.
You stinker.
Your granddaughter.
Double, doggy style.
Your granddaughter asking for a double, double, doggy style. Grandma just flat out said it.
We're looking for a double, double, doggy style. You would, please? I don't see it on here.
Where is it on the menu?
It's a pretty good bit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a toxic Tuesday. Mr. Kendrick Lamar had a hell of a run this summer. They not like us. He will perform at the Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans.
Yes.
Everyone's not happy about this.
Why not?
No, they're not happy about this at all. Lots of people are saying Lil Wayne was the layup. Lil Wayne should have been performing. Yeah.
He's from there, right?
Yes. He's from there.
Okay.
Definitely a legacy act out here. And it seems like that's the trend.
Yeah.
You get a big legacy act that hasn't been performed on that stage.
Yeah, but some of the like appearances are also the best part of the halftime show. Maybe we get an appearance from Lil Wayne.
Maybe you get an appearance from Lil Wayne in some sorts, some
situations.
Have they
done any songs together? That would be cool.
I think they have.
I'll hit the Google search.
I feel like Lil Wayne has featured on every other
I'm not sure. But
Fallen
yeah,
featuring Kendrick Lamar. There it is.
There we go. There we go. Boom. Yeah.
Let's go.
So much music. So much music out there. Yeah, Nicki Minaj and other artists have called out Jay-Z for selecting Kendrick Lamar, blaming rap feuds as the reason for the supposed snub.
Oh, this was Jay-Z's call?
Yeah, you know, he does like the entertainment situation.
He's the guy, yeah. The
is he like a big Drake backer or something?
Well, no. Not really.
Because when you say feuds, that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, like, she's saying this. She's saying this.
Yeah, yes.
She is. This is what Nicki Minaj is saying. She says she's blaming Jay-Z. I call cap on that. I don't.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going ahead and flat out say it. Jay-Z helped Lil Wayne with a $14 million tax debt. Jay-Z helped Lil Wayne get off the cash money deal that Birdman had him locked in. And Jay-Z put some money in Lil Wayne's pocket by giving him like some ownership of Tidal.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of love there.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what Nicki's really talking about unless she knows something we don't know. But she's blaming rap feuds on the reason of the supposed snub of Lil Wayne. DJ Academics, who's really hot out here in these streets. I don't know why. He calls Jay-Z a legendary hater for that move. Cam'ron hinted that Jay-Z and Lil Wayne have beef of some sorts. I don't know, man. Nicki Minaj blames Jay-Z's feud with Cash Money CEO Birdman may have something to do with that decision. I don't know. I'm not sure, but Lil Wayne, let's listen to Juvie about this situation.
So everybody want me to speak on this Super Bowl situation.
Who?
So everybody want me to speak on this Super Bowl situation. Look, I'm mad about the situation just like y'all, man, but, you know, my hatred is toward the NFL, you know, not really the people that booked the halftime show. I'm mad at the people that hired the motherfuckers that booked the halftime show. I feel like y'all should step in. Y'all done threw 11 Super Bowls in New Orleans, man. Y'all have yet to put a hip hop artist from New Orleans on the damn Super Bowl. Sure, y'all have put artists on the Super Bowl back in the days. Al Hurt and the list goes on. Not too many. You know, I feel like every time y'all come here, y'all should have somebody from our city on this. But this.
Now, the other Super Bowls he was talking about, yeah, maybe you could have had a New Orleans artist on there. Not Lil Wayne. It wasn't Jay-Z picking back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Pete Fountain, Al Hurt. That was 1978.
You two do it one?
Yeah.
Mardi Gras, they had the Southern Marching Band in 81.
Okay.
That was one.
I don't know. People are upset about that Kendrick Lamar situation. I am not. I mean, I dig it. I get why he's picked. But at the same time, it feels kind of clout chasey because he had a hell of a run. You know, this is kind of, I don't know.
It's like the NFL thing, though, right? You want to try and capitalize on the now.
I guess.
I mean, I guess, Ken. I
ain't upset about it, but, you know, it is what it is. People are mad that Kendrick's going to be up there.
I forgot.
And the way they're talking, it's probably going to mess up a feature for Lil Wayne.
Damn it.
And it might start some more beefs, which might be good for music.
Oh, I forgot this one.
Yeah, this could be a positive.
Which one brought us?
Yeah, when we were in the Super Bowl, it was the Blues Brothers. It was Dan Aykroyd and John Goodman and John Belushi. Is what it
they
was.
They did a halftime?
They did a halftime show at our Super Bowl.
Wow.
Come when on was away. This?
The Blues Brothers. The Packers season 96, Super Bowl in 97. Super Bowl 31 was the Blues Brothers. And James Brown was also involved in ZZ Top from the Superdome.
Hey!
Yeah.
Well, there's that. If you see people being upset about the Super Bowl performance and it's Kendrick Lamar, you're like, why? Well, because they wanted Lil Wayne. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. I also seen this on Twitter. Are Haitian migrants eating pets? Have you guys seen this?
I did see that yesterday. I think it's been debunked.
It's been debunked.
Yeah. No, thank goodness.
It's been debunked. It's a wild viral claim. I don't know where it came from. I feel like somebody's being paid, though, because this happened at Springfield, Ohio. This is where all the migrants are going, apparently. Springfield, Ohio. Yeah. He speaks about this situation to the city council.
You guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into... they flipping cars in the middle of the street. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money.
Y'all got to stand on business. Yeah, I feel like somebody's being paid, because if that didn't happen, why are you going up there saying that?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, there's like 19,000 Haitians that have moved to Springfield, Ohio. 20,000.
Yep, 20,000, bro. Putting a huge strain on the city services, they say. So there is a problem, but I don't know if they're eating pets.
That roasted duck is pretty damn dominant, though.
Nice and greasy.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, if you're hungry, that's probably your best food source.
To eat the ducks.
Is the local duck population.
Duck is delicious.
Yeah. And there was another viral video that showed a woman who was arrested for allegedly beating and eating a cat.
Yeah. Yep.
That is a real thing, but she's not a migrant.
She did do that.
She did
Third
do that.
American.
That is a real thing. I watched it a little
that's
bit too.
Up.
It was wild.
Yeah, she beat a cat.
She stomped it and then she got to eating it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, the neighbor's cat. It? No. No, man.
That's sick person.
I think that was drugs.
It's like bath salt.
That's bath salt situations, bro.
Sounds like a 2012 story.
Wild stuff.
Tide Pods.
They asked her, they said, did you eat that cat? And she just looked at him, and you can just see like the cat on the side of her mouth.
Oh!
Yeah, like a kid picked up something off the ground and ate it, and you're like, hey, did you just eat that? And you know, it's got the residue right there on his lips.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's a false claim, by the way. That's a false claim out there.
What state's the cat eater in? Are you looking to go?
Springfield, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Springfield?
Now, were there the three best cat eaters there in Springfield?
Yeah, we're trying to bring our three best eaters.
Yeah.
Best eaters.
My squad can go toe-to-toe with anyone's.
Yeah, like, we love cat around here.
Let's see what else we've got for you boys. On a toxic Tuesday, we got a Texas man pulled over for speeding. Goes off on the cops. He went O-U-F-T. He went off. He's unhinged. Man exploded at the officers after they tried to issue a speeding ticket outside of his home. This happened in Longview. Longview, stand up. He was going 50 in a 35. Man was upset that the cop's car was blocking his driveway. So he pulled up in the driveway and still got the ticket. I hate that too, man. You feel like, I made it. I'm safe base. Yeah. I made it. I made it.
I did that once, so I just pulled right up front of the house. Like, I'm actually home, officer. Didn't work. License and registration, please.
I'll let you hear a little bit of this. They caught the body cam. My man really was having a bad day.
I'm Officer Trill, Longview Police Department. Reason for a stop is because you're going 50 back there on Bill Owens. Yeah, you got your driver's license, proof of insurance. Is this where you live?
You gonna block the road?
Yeah, it's
my wife's gonna be home in a minute.
You have your driver's license?
Well, yeah, but you gonna block the road and keep my wife out of the driveway? Is that like a reasonable thing for you to do? Blocking the road?
Okay.
Is that a reasonable thing for you to do, to block the road?
You have your driver's license?
Do you see me with my driver's license?
That's a credit card.
Oh, it's a credit card. Well, you got ass, so you can see yourself in the road, can't you?
Calm down, sir.
Motherfucker, you're standing on my goddamn property. I do whatever the fuck I want here, son.
Hey, I heard that.
370. Right here.
371. Roll me another one.
Did you roll me another
one? Touching a goddamn thing of mine, boy.
I need to see it.
The fuck you do. Take it from me then, boy, if you think... badass about it.
Sir, what is your problem?
Isn't that a threatening sense right there?
Yeah, take it from me.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
My problem is you blocking the goddamn road. My wife's coming home. And what the fuck are you doing?
Wife must be scary because he's willing to fight a cop. Make some room for the wife.
You better move.
Please.
Wife's coming home.
Jesus.
Don't want to deal with her. I'd rather deal with you.
Please.
You're standing in the goddamn driveway.
Sir, this could all
right,
be over.
Oh, it could be. You right, it could be. Here's my driver's license. You ain't handing it to you. You ain't handing you, boy.
Sir, what is your problem?
The f*** is your problem standing in the goddamn driveway? Keep asking me the same dumbass question, mother. Keep asking you the same dumbass question. Which one do you want to answer first?
You.
Right here.
Okay, you have your insurance?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay.
You want to see it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, hell, why don't you ask a goddamn question that's relevant then, you dumb mother.
Wow.
Man, those beeps put you to work on that one.
Boy, sure did. You should have heard Carter in here. I hope you caught them all, Lucius. Yeah, Longview police said they arrested him for evading the law. We got him for evading the law right there. Yeah. How about that?
Sounded more like badgering the law to me.
There was a whole lot going on in that situation. And before we get out of here, the kids are getting high again in school. They're chroming. It's a dangerous trend on TikTok.
Chroming?
Yeah, inhaling dangerous chemicals or substance.
It's like huffing?
Huffing.
Yeah.
They're calling it chroming now?
Yeah, they're calling it chroming.
Huffing's making a comeback, man.
Yeah. Nail polish remover, hairspray, aerosol deodorant, lighter fluid, gasoline, paint thinners, spray paint, and permanent markers.
And what happened to the good old whipped cream bottle?
Get these kids some wine coolers and cannabis for crying out loud.
Some whippets.
It caused brain damage.
They're doing the old school stuff, and they're doing whippets. Whippets are back.
There you go.
Never go full Steve.
Yeah, the whippets had a run in middle school.
Yeah, whippets are back.
Not me.
If you ever go to a concert, you see grown people walking around with balloons.
Yeah.
They're doing whippets.
Yo, it is funny when it makes your voice
sound. I'm dry snitching. Yeah, it does make you. Yeah. All right. It was toxic. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'll be here tomorrow. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. Watch that debate tonight. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. That was outstanding. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, gentlemen. Is it a Tuesday?
It is a Tuesday.
Oh.
Our first edition of TD Tuesday, the best touchdown calls from the football weekend. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.